Okay, we're holding here, I assume, by in Perek Shishim. Gamlil Oimer, and the first one is Pesach is Shahoya v'sein oichon v'samigdosh al shem shepasach v'shporuch al bakar v'sein mitzrayim. So on this nekuda is where the morale is telling Zechon Yesh lishoil Hine re'inu Shashem yisbaruch tziva v'pesach al shem shepasach. You see that the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was posach in Klal Yisrael. You see that all makis are didn't affect Klal Yisrael. So why would I think Bechiris more than anything else? Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael from Dam and from its Fardea, so from Bechiris as well. Why is there a Yichud in Dinyan Bechiris? Why did I think? I mean, 9 makis went by without hidden Klal Yisrael, so why would I think this would be different? But Yosem is Amru, Kshekshoya Shoysa Yisrael Va Mitzri Zer Shoysa Dam Zer Shoysa Mayim. You see that the actual Shtia, you see that the Makkah split itself even in a Prat. So just like if he drank water and he drank Dam, it split apart, and for him it was water, for him it was Dam. It's certainly to Bechayrus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be able to mafkin, this would be Bechayrus Shalom Bechayrus. That's a Shail, Posh a Shail. Da. So it says, Kilo Oilam Hoya Makis Tomit Oilam Mizgabin. The first nekuda is, the Makis were always going in ascending order. In other words, there's a certain Mahalach, it's like Moslem Adavadayma. If I can't hit a person with a bullet that's strength A, I'm going to try a bullet that's twice as strong, 3 times as strong, 4 times as strong. There was a mahalach in the makis of increasing strength. So the makis kept getting worse. With nekach, ein le tomorrow lohisa makis besorok b'chol shah makis. Shemadregis yisrol yoysa choshev yisa olim b'maylo, achaloh yoyakoyach b'makalim shav yisrol. The mahalach of why the makis did not affect Klal Yisrael is because the Klal Yisrael was higher than the particular point at which a Makkah affected. In other words, every Makkah came from a certain diagram. Let's say in a corporation we have to fire people, and you start from the bottom up. So the higher a person is, the more he's immune to firing until you get to his diagram. So the Mahalach and Makkahs is only needs to be only understood in terms of darga, and not more than that. Avukashi gia lamakis bechayris shahoyisa dekodesh baruch hu shalotuchol loy mashoyisim adayik sof chosav kol kach shakoyach hamaklis mushach v'yisrael shayamakar kodesh baruch hu batzmo lofi kvoide begodeis hamakar bekoil v'im kein lom loyis hamakar bechayisrael. Makis bechayris was very different than all the other makis. And the reason is as follows. In every, it says the Chazal Darshan that in every Makkah, Chazal Darshan lo yadei malach le yisorof elda kodesh baruch hu b'chvoide v'atzmoy. The klal is like this. Everything at the end of the day is a kodesh baruch hu. What's the difference? We can't tell the difference whether it's a sorof or malach or shliach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we couldn't tell the difference. The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Ruchnius Tika Oifen, that he brings down different makas or anything that he does, has certain klolim, certain gedarim. Just like in the world of Teva, we're very familiar with klolei Teva, and things have certain rules that they go by, and anything which takes place within the context of a world that's gashmius, that's tevistic, works like that. There's a certain teva ruchnistic also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Anhagal Yoyna work with a certain pattern, klolim, and so on. That's where you have mazolas, that's where you have kohos, spheres, malachim. All of those are defined. Even though they're not physical, the Rambam says when he speaks about Malachim Yisrael Torah, they have a tzura, but they don't have a chaymer. In other words, Malach Rafael is not tangible, but he is described as being a malach that's only shayach to the world of refuah. He's only shayach to refuahs. I can describe him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol cannot be boxed in. You cannot describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu except in the negative, that he's not bound by anything. A malach is not physical, its koach is not within our understanding, but it is defined. It has a certain metzias of a ruchnistic metzias, which is defined as refuah, and that is those kochos. So all of the kochos that are shayach to that world are called whether saraf or malach or shliach. When we say that Markus Becharis was at the Akadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzma, means it was not bound by any klolim. It didn't fit any pattern. It was kaviyochol and hage directly from Akadosh Baruch Hu. B'meila, it's not shayach that it should be, that somebody should be above it. If you're on one darga and something's happening on a lower darga, it does not have to affect you. But if something is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yochel, then wherever you are, you're still affected by it. So the first point that the Maral is making is the quality of Markus Becharis was that it wasn't coming from an area that was within any framework, and b'meila Klal Yisrael should have been affected. No matter how high Klal Yisrael's mitzad atzmam, they would have been affected, because this is coming from something that's above any of the klolim and dargis and so on and so forth. That is point one. So why taka was kaisel not affected? So here he says that the reason why Klal Yisrael was not affected was had nothing to do with Klal Yisrael's high darga. It had to do with the fact that Klal Yisrael belonged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than outside. So let's just describe a little bit better what he's saying. When somebody reaches out and is hitting people, he's fighting with people, there are two oifanim in which something does not get hit. One is if the other thing is too strong, it defends itself, it's got armor, it runs. Mitzad the makabel, there's something there that's not allowing him to be affected. That was exhausted by Markus Becharis. At Markus Becharis, that was exhausted. The second darga is where the person is not an outsider to the one that's, he's on his side. It's part of that metzias. Whenever you're striking at the outside. You're not striking at what is you or yours. So b'meila, the Klal Yisrael in Markus Becharis was saved not because of who they were, but rather because of Kili Kol Bechor B'Yisrael B'Yom HaKosi. Their metzias is seen as a hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metzias. V'kivu sh'nechshav nechshav ma'asib rishayna lo'yehoy ben makar. And since they are minasib rishayna, then they did not get this makar. Let's talk a little bit about this, these words that he's using over here. The Maral in Baragola speaks a little more about Avodah Zarah and so on. The Sheirish of Avodah Zarah is, Avodah Zarah is called Elohim Acherim. It means like this, that in the Lashonis of Zohar and the Sfarim, it's called Sitra Achra. The word Acher is used to describe the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah does not start with a particular inyan that you deify. You take a stone and you deify. It lies in the very fact at its sheirish that there is something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, otherness to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's let's take a mashal. Let's say you have a corporation, and technically the it's supposed to go from the top down, and whatever the top decides, the guy underneath is supposed to do, and the guy underneath him is supposed to do that, and so on and so forth. Somebody who's a chacham says, you know, that's what they decided on top. So and so has a little agenda of his own, and if he's careful enough, he can work around it. It's not that the pshati definitely, at the end of the day, the one on top controls everything, and if he wants to, he can fire him, and so on and so forth. But there's another metzias also. It's not the pshat. It's like a microphone. Whatever I say goes through, and that's it. It filters down, and you know, and there are other elements in that context as well. That tfisa klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avodah zarah. Elohim acherim is that there is something. There is otherness, meaning that instead of understanding that I'm trying to reach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reaching out through different mediums, I understand that there are other elements. For instance, Moshe Ma'adav Adayna. Let's take one person. If I'm dealing with a person, and he's a difficult person, I need to deal with him. And the person has different ways in which he relates to me. Sometimes he's in a very good mood, and I get something from him. Sometimes he's tough. Sometimes he ignores me. So I can look at it in two ways. I can say he's got many moods, and if I hit him on a day in a good mood, I will be able to get a favor from him that he'll never do to me on a day for me in a day when he's in a bad mood or whatever. And I can try to engineer that. Or I can say, listen, there's one das that controls it all, that be'etzim, it's one rotzen. He has different ways that he's working with, like a teacher. One day, if the perfect teacher, the different ways in which the teacher relates to me is part of one calculated oifin, and I can't play. The difference is, can I play the good side against the bad side? Can I catch him on a day that he's in a good mood and get things out of him that he would never give? If the pshat is the person has different moods themselves, different personalities, different aspects, try it, might work. But if the pshat is it's one clear day, and they're just different mahalchim, some days I need to be pushed, some days I need to be encouraged, and whatever it is, I'm not going to get something more one day than the other. That is yachsus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Siva Rishayna. In other words, meaning they understand the sheirish of all hanhagas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga is a sheirish hanhaga, and everything comes from it. All the different ifanim and so forth are hechitimtzes. But Klal Yisrael says that it's only one nekuda, and the most rooted nekuda, the most central nekuda, is the nekuda that is important. And that's what he says over here. I want to explain one more thing about this, and this is the flip side of it. When you speak about being mesiaches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Siva Rishayna and so on, it's not only a philosophical kind of type of thing that you sit back and talk about. It's really the core. We're not even outside of Avodah Zarah. It's not relevant to us, Baruch Hashem. We don't. It's not talking about Eitzim Ravonim, Mazals, Gechov, Malochim. It's not really our arena. But klapi a person's own perception of his self. For instance, a person has a relationship with his parents, a person has a relationship with his spouse, a person has a relationship with his kids. He perceives, this is me. Now, I'd like to have a very good relationship with my parents, but my parents is not my entire world, my spouse is not my entire world. It's part of, there's another metzias. And this is a very, very central part of that mitzvah. When you deherit that way with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've got a life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very central part of that life, a very important part of that life. That's called Elohim Acherim, because I bet some deher, there's a second, I'm relating to the next piece, which is self, Self is a clear sense of self. So my tefisa lies at the level of self, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of the most important players in my life, so to speak. If I deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being essence, and that's where I am, then basically all I am is a kli or a chetimtza for something else. So the difference of Elohim Acherim, Siva Rishayim V'Siva Shni, it's not a question of theologically how we discuss in the Deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, in how much is a person the Deher Siva Rishayim Adik and how much Siva Acherim Adik? If there is nothing else but Einad Mulvado for us is not the Gehem Alochim Kuchov Mazolus up, you know, it's somebody once said, you know, there are some people that are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Dal Rekiyim and Shmoyne Rekiyim and Dal Kamsaras, they somehow forget themselves, you know, everything around themselves except for themselves. The Nakuda is, where do they have copy me? The bigness Soyan is self versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do have a very strong sense of self. At the end of the day, we are our sense of self, and that copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that. So when you have the ability, Klai Yisrael relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that often, that's why they have such a metzias. Take a look at the bottom in the quote from Netz Yisrael in one, footnote one. In tizbonin b'maylas Yisrael teida kiloi dova ze bulvad ma she Yisrael chedek Hashem Yisparach. It's not k'mo shemeir aleim Hashem she Yisrael shechosim Hashem b'shemom ki ein la Yisrael be'atzmom shum mitzias v'shum avay rak by Yisparach. Klal Yisrael has shem Hashem chosim to teach me, because it has no mitzias. V'loi teima af im heim chelik Hashem mikomuk em bril atzmon. Al teima kach, aval heim legami al Hashem Yisparach. There's a knach here, and again we'll go one and a half step politically maybe, but it's important because there's a sadistic toss in it. The person who envisioned the modern Metzias of Israel wrote a book in which he described the religious affiliation of the state, and he said, you know, Reuven will want to be religious, Shimon will want to be traditional, Levi will want none above, everybody will find a place. Very, very rosy vision, very nice. It's so, if we ask ourselves what's the problem with that, you don't actually think that the state is going to force everybody. Yeah, Father, when Sheikh comes and there'll be a business and Hedrin, but I mean, not realistic. Here's the problem there. I mean, no one actually envisions that a state is going to force people to wear a Ben Thomas film or they'll vote on a Ben Thomas film. I mean, it doesn't really. So where's the problem there? The Teretz is to envision Klal Yisrael as a mitzias without this mitzias is putting Kleisel in a different matzav. In other words, just like, for instance, take a country that prides itself on its beautiful paintings. So a dictatorship or not a dictatorship is a milo chisaron, but it doesn't remove the atzmius of that ummah. That ummah's atzmius is yoifi and paintings. So a cruel dictator is a bad government. A nice government is a nice government. It's certain aspects of something that's there. If you're talking about a country that prides itself, that says its metzias is democracy. So if you have a dictatorship, not the pshat, okay, you know, it's a chisar. I'm missing something that describes my atzmius. Klal Yisrael's mailas, because they're atzmius HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why on Gimel Averis, a person's Maisa Nefesh, the Mesiras Nefesh is not just a big price to pay. The Mesiras Nefesh means it's a description of atzmius. It's not the pshat, my atzmius rises, has its own mitzias, and these are important factors in it. There are certain inyanim where there is no atzmias without those pieces in place. So Klal Yisrael, it says here, but Makas Bechairis brought out a very different Nekuda about Klal Yisrael. It brought out the Nekuda of the Atzis of Klal Yisrael. All the other Makas were Makas that came at a certain Darga, and it kept showing that Klal Yisrael is higher than the Darga. So if this Makas was at such a level, they were above it. If we're firing workers in the factory, we're not firing the department heads. If we're firing department heads, we're not firing section heads, whatever it is. Those are all dargis up to a certain point. Once Makas Bechairis was described as from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, we're now describing something that to get out of it through being Shayach to a high darga doesn't exist anymore. The way we get out of it is dafka, because it's because Klal Yisrael is not an outsider Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's chelkoi. The chelik to be chelkoi Kadosh Baruch Hu means the Her Kadosh Baruch Hu Siva Rishonadik, both in our way and in His way. It means we deherd at HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siva Rishayna, but it means that our Metzias also deherds our Metzias as being Kulay HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Nekuda over here. Okay, we'll hold it here.